Of the hundreds of thousands of American student-athletes that hope to break into professional sports, about 1% make a living out of it.
My name is Deshaun Dixon. I'm from Westside. Like, out of all the people in here, how many of you think, like, will actually make it to the pros?
It's going to be up to you. Do you believe in that?
New York Giants safety Michael Thomas says it starts with a strong work ethic on the field and in the classroom.
Just the college, not even just the pros, just the college to get a scholarship or, like, you know, make it there. Like, you got to believe in that. Or will you listen to the statistics and all that stuff and let that deter you where you ain't even going to grind and work for it? Because if you believe that, then you're not going, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be part of that 99. You ain't going to be that 1%. There are times where, you know, I didn't think I was going to make it. They literally told me I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't going to make it. You know, I had to start thinking about what I was going to do after football, but you got to grind for it, bro. That's it.
The New York Football Giants select Dalvin Tomlinson, defensive tackle.
That was former New York Giant and 2006 Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee Harry Carson during the 2017 draft. Dalvin Tomlinson, the Giants' second-round pick, spent 4 years in college with the Alabama Crimson Tide. He says good grades helped create opportunities.
The books is everything, because if you don't have the grades, you can't go to the dream school you always wanted to go to. And I always wanted to go to Harvard, and I denied the scholarship offer I had to go to Harvard just so I could go to Alabama to play football. So I would just say, make sure y'all focus on those books and everything, because in the long run, you want to go to college and do something after football or any other sport that you may do and be successful at it. Because I have 2 degrees from college, and my first one's in finance, and the second one's in financial planning. So one day you're going to hang the cleats up and things like that. So you're always going to want to do something you want to do. So my biggest thing is just keep your head in the books.
Giants defensive end Olivier Vernon told students his biggest regret transitioning from college to the pros was declaring early for the NFL draft.
Out of us three, I never graduated from college. And I want to go back to get my degree, because at the end of the day, when I do have kids, hopefully I have kids, I wanted to be a prime example to whenever you start something, you finish it, you know? And that's how it is. That's life. You don't ever want to have that label on you that you don't put 100% in anything that you do.
Police officer Yolanda Graham with the Newark Bronze Shields coordinated the event. She hopes students realize it takes more than athletic ability to make it in sports.
The most important part is remembering that your next step, you have to have a plan, because high school is not the end.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos in Newark.